State government has requested details from Florida universities on their negotiations with large unions, and more specifically, the money spent on collective bargaining. Andrew Gothard, president of faculty labor union United Faculty of Florida, says that government has a pattern of requesting info from groups they plan on attacking.
This comes as part of a larger trend from the state in requesting information from institutions. So back in January, the governor's office requested information about spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs with the promise to cut those programs regardless of how it would impact students, the community, or institutions. The state requested information about the number of contact points between individuals seeking gender-affirming care and state institutions, obviously with the intention of treating those individuals as if they were enemies of the state. And this is sort of the next step in that program.
Gothard worries that these upcoming attacks may end up hurting Florida students.
Florida students are going to miss out as these faculty depart the state or refuse to come here. So we would urge anyone, if you're a student, if you're a parent, if you have any connection to Florida's world-class higher education system and you want to see that high-quality work continue, contact your legislators today.
For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.